Hi there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. This is the place you can come every week to be with other boys and girls like you, and you're among friends. We may not be able to see each other with our eyes, but we're together in heart as we gather around the Lord Jesus Christ and His precious Word. So, pull up a chair and maybe get a little snack to nibble on, and join your friends in singing and story time. And now, here's the choir. Thank you, choir. If you had a chance to walk beside a big lake, you might be fortunate enough to see a large white bird walking near the shore. You might wonder what strange kind of bird it is, with its bare, unadorned legs and enormous feet. It walks along in an awkward, shuffling motion. Its large wings droop, and it looks uneasy and out of place trying to make its way to the lake. Then, as it nears the lake, it spreads its wings, runs, and springs forward, and suddenly the whole picture changes. As it reaches the water and floats onto the lake, he swells to an extraordinary size, puffs out his snow-white plumage until it looks like delicate froth. His wings rise, making an elegant arch on his back. His tall neck bends gracefully, and his head moves slowly from side to side. He looks like a proud monarch. He sails along, scarcely disturbing the water as he moves majestically, silently along. Did you ever see anything so beautiful? How could that awkward bird on shore be the same as the lovely, beautiful form in the water? Ah, my dears, the difference is that he's now in his element, where he belongs. He is lovely and with an air of dignity and peace because he's in the place God meant for him to be. And in that place, he brings glory and praise to his Creator. And the lovely swan in the water is a little like a Christian boy or girl in his proper surrounding. By Christian, I mean one who's faced his sin, repented of it, and turned to Jesus Christ in believing faith. When that Christian boy or girl is in the right place, doing as he ought to do, being a faithful testimony for the Savior, it's a blessing to watch. His face, his actions, his attitude, his speech, all show the beauty of Jesus shining from his life. He'll have peace and joy himself, and he'll be a testimony and blessing to others. But in worldly places, he's grossly out of place. So, dear Christian, let's be careful to stay in our element, always near the Lord Jesus Christ and reflecting his beauty. And now, here's the choir before story time.
Sweet and low, here I am with thee, peace be still, in a love.
Nobody liked Reggie very well. He brought it on himself, though, by the way he treated the other kids. He would give another boy a shove for no reason at all, or blurt out awful, hateful words. For opening exercises in the mornings, the teacher often spoke about kindness, consideration, and friendliness, and most of the students took in the lessons, but they didn't seem to affect Reggie. He did fairly well in his schoolwork, but his attitude showed no sign of improvement, even though Mrs. Wade showed him love and tried to help him. It didn't take much to set him off. One day at recess, Johnny came running. "Mrs. Wade, Mrs. Wade, Reggie's out there saying his Sunday school lesson backwards." Mrs. Wade knew exactly what that meant and hurried right out. She marched over to where the ruffian was spouting his fury and, with a little fury of her own, said, "Reginald, stop that this instant. You know there is no swearing or cursing allowed in this school. I will not have it. God will not have it. The Bible will not have it. Come at once." The kids couldn't hear exactly what Mrs. Wade told Reggie, but it must have been pretty good, for he was quite reformed for several days. They were glad for Reggie's calmer days, but they knew it wouldn't be long before he'd be ticked off again. It was best just to keep your guard around Reggie. Days passed, and Reggie seemed to be getting the hang of this self-control and self-discipline business that the teacher spoke of so often. Then one recess, a couple of boys came shrieking, "Mrs. Wade, come quickly, help!" Once again, Mrs. Wade ran out to see the big fight in progress. Two boys on the ground were wrestling one way and then another. Both were taking a pounding, so it was hard to tell who was winning. The boy on top at the moment was yelling, "Take it back! You did say it! Take it back!" Once again, the teacher's stern voice brought the fight to a halt. Without a word, she marched the boys into the schoolhouse. As both stood at attention before her, she began, "Now, boys, it's not right for us to have such ill will and animosity in our class, let alone between you two. I love you both, and I'm glad you're in my class, but we don't want this fighting to continue again. Now, tell me what happened." "Well, he started it," Roy accused, pointing at Reggie. "I did not. You did," came the retort. Roy insisted. "No, you hit me first and tried to throw me down. You started it." "Oh, no, I didn't. You're the one who called my sister a bad word and said she wasn't pretty. You said my sister was ugly, and I told you to take it back, and you wouldn't do it. Now take it back." "I'm not taking it back. She is ugly, and you know it." They almost came to blows again. "All right, boys," Mrs. Wade began calmly. "What a tangle you have made. In the first place, Reggie's sister is a lovely girl. Roy had no right to speak badly of her and offend Reggie. Roy's mouth caused trouble again, but Reggie should have come to me for help at once." As she continued, the boys simmered down. "Now, Reggie, you see how others feel when you say hateful things to them. And Roy may apologize for his cruel words, but he can't take them back, even if he tries. The damage is done. Once words are out of your mouth, they're gone. You may say you didn't mean them or you're sorry, but there's no getting them back. Some people in the Bible said or did things that they later regretted. They repented, but they couldn't undo the consequences set in motion. Adam and Eve disobeyed God, and sin entered the world. God gave them a sacrifice and forgave them, but it didn't stop the sin and death that has affected every one of us ever since. David sinned. He repented, and God forgave him, but it didn't stop the death of his little boy. Esau made a bad choice. He sought forgiveness, but he never received his father's blessing. And during Jesus' trial, Peter blurted out that he never knew Jesus and even swore to emphasize his words. When the cock crew, He was shocked back into reality and wept bitterly. He later was faithful, but he could never take back those awful words. Boys, you first need to repent of your sins and receive Christ Jesus and be saved. Then ask Him to help you to guard your heart so your words and actions will please Him. Proverbs says, "He that refraineth his lips is wise, and whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles." David prayed, "Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the door of my lips." Boys, you must learn to think before you speak. You must take time to think before you spout off. It's better to say nothing at all than to say the wrong thing. The Lord will gladly help you if you'll ask Him. Now let's pray before you go back outside. And no matter how young or old we are, we need to have our speech be always with grace, and our lips praising our dear Savior. And now, until next time, I'll be praying for you. God bless you.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.